Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sweet, sunny Southern California.
Finally, Jill gets to come back to California.
Right?
Today, Jill and I talk about real estate courses versus free online content.
Okay. I guess I don't need an explanation. What's that about?
No, it's, you know, both are going to get you there. It's just how serious are you?
I think both are going to get you there.
If you want to spend 10 years to do your first deal.
And then still not get there.
All the free and do it wrong.
Yeah.
All the free stuff's here.
There you go.
Before we get into it, let's, like I did, because it took me 10 years.
There you go.
Before we get into it.
We're here to save you. That's the whole point.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a Land Academy member, this is paid for stuff now. Please join us on Discord.
Yeah. Here, podcast, free. The Discord, not free. But good, but worth it. We'll explain. Okay. Geraldo and Evelyn wrote, "Hello. For our mailers, we're thinking of leaving out a price offer and leaving it as if we would like to make you an offer. We're thinking this can entice the landlord more as it gives them a little more power on the initial negotiation." Oh, yeah, it does. Have any of you ever tried?
These people are consuming the free content that we put out,
yes,
by the way. They're not.
And for free, we're going to save you. We're going to attempt to save you. Have any of you ever tried this method? And if so, what was it, a successful one? Is it too risky? And what are your thoughts? Thanks in advance. May I go first, please?
Absolutely.
Sure, we've tried it all. That's part of why you're here. That's why we're here. Oh, you better believe we tried everything.
This is what they're talking about. One second. Uh-huh. You know how we send out all these offers and there's a price in there and we talk about pricing and how to price and obsess on pricing.
Red, yellow, green.
There's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. What they're talking about is saying, hey, Joe Smith, I know you own this property over here. We're thinking about making you an offer. Can you give me a call?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you want to sell it.
Yep. And here's what's going to happen. Every single person's going to call you.
You need 5,000 phone calls.
You're going to, and more than half of them are only calling you because they're all excited about their number, which I'm pretty darn sure is not your number. So what is that you're talking about? That's the make me move number. Everybody has their, like, this is our lucky day, babe. I just got it. They want to buy it.
I told you that property is worth $1 million.
I know. What do you think? I was going to say two. You think one? Okay. All right. We'll settle for one. Let's call. You want to call him? You want me to call him? That's not the call. And then you call. They call, and you're going to go, okay, talk to me. And, you know, maybe you throw out a number. Well, I'm thinking 50,000. They're like, oh, that's, it says you want to buy it. What the heck is that? And they have a whole long drawn out conversation, and now they're mad. You've wasted time. And by the way, let's not think about all your time that got wasted with every one of those phone calls that are going to call you. You don't want.
A lot of this stuff can be solved by simple math. So let's do some math. If you send out a 5,000 unit mailer that says, I want to buy your property, just give me a call. You get a 20% response rate. I'm being nice because it's going to be more than 20%.
Yeah.
That's 20% of 5,000 is, 10,000. 10,000 people are going to call you back.
The other way around.
I mean, 1,000. Right. Sorry. Whatever. That's 25%. But anyway, right. 20% is 1,000.
1,000 people. 1,000 people are going to call you. 1,000
people are going to call you back. And what if you spend 10 minutes on the phone with each one of them? It's just not possible. And it's not going to get any results anyway.
Yeah.
You're going to get burned out after the 40th phone call because they're all the same. It's what Jill said. This is a great example. I put this in here for a reason.
Yeah.
A great example of not going through the education, step by step by step, wasting thousands of dollars on sending a mailer, wasting your time. And you know what's going to happen if you do this? You're never going to become a real estate investor.
It's true.
Because you made one huge mistake. And you're going to sit there and say, this isn't what I want to do at all. I'm trying to buy some land and resell it.
Right.
Not answer the phone and listen to somebody's grandparents' stories.
Right. And so their price. So they're
hold on a second. It's going to lead right back into the topic here. Oh, I'm going to be a little snarky on this episode.
Okay.
If you don't learn how to do this correctly the first time and get some results within a reasonable amount of time, which costs money, not a lot. We're going to disclose here in a minute how much it actually costs because it's very little compared to other types of education. You will never make dollar one. You're going to make all these mistakes and say, this sucks.
It didn't work.
Yep.
whatever it is.
All these people that are talking about how great this is, they're liars. I'm going to go back to my job and be miserable.
Yeah. I know.
Today's topic, real estate courses versus free content. This is the meat of the show.
I want to say this is a result of one of our Thursday member calls. All you people who encouraged him to rant, this is a result.
Oh, him meaning me.
You, yes. And you all know who you are. Every one of you on the weekly member call that throws little things in there to poke the bear.
That's what happens to
this him. Is true. You and then you encourage him. You further encourage him by saying, this is great, keep going, kind of thing. I know you love it, but this is a little bit of Jack ranting. But you know what?
Jack rant.
Oh, but
that's a title for something.
That used to be, that was a thread in the online community. Jack rant, and then it was also the things Jack says, because there were some funny sayings in there too. I have to go back in there and see. So this, though, real estate courses versus online content, the main big picture of this is do you want to do 10 years or more and start from square one? And like, really, I'm trying to think of an example to compare it to.
I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, fire away, sir.
It costs about $2,000-ish to join Land Academy. It's usually cheaper because we're constantly running these promotions. And about $300 a month or less to access all the tools and their calls and the data and get special pricing on everything and all of that. If you walked off the street and said, I am now going to be a real estate investor, and I need all these tools, forget about Land Academy. It's going to take you years to learn how to do this correctly. And how much will it cost when you send out a wrong mailer, like these kids talked about in the question portion? How much is it going to cost? And you're never going to end up doing it.
Yeah.
And so if you walked off the street to get the data, access to the data and the tools and the mail and all of that stuff that we provide, and the free advice on Discord from other members who are just where you were 6 months ago and now they're doing deals.
Mm-hmm.
Put a price on that. So it gets under my skin a little bit, because every once in a while, more and more actually, there's people that are like, this is just crazy expensive, I can't afford it. To which I say, then don't do it.
Yeah. Or I say, wait until you can.
Yeah.
That's the thing too.
If you don't see the value, we're not going anywhere. Seriously, see the value in what we're providing and what how our members are contributing with each other. Oh, and I forgot to mention this.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to have any money for real estate deals, because there's probably 80 people in our group that are loaded to the gills and ready to do your real estate deal and cut you in on it.
Someone asked us the other day, like, they were asking about our membership, and they're like, how many people join and then they undo it or they leave or whatever? I'm like, you know what? You'd be surprised how few that is.
It's less than 1% a year.
And I said, what are you talking about? And I said, you know what? Because it's stuff like this, what we're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
We try really hard. Number one, we do have a limited membership. There is a cap, and there's times we close it up, and I think there's a closure coming, by the way.
I know there is.
Just heads up. But because we want to keep it this real, this intimate, this same connection that we can have with those people, number one. Number two, though, we really want to spell out very accurately what you're getting into. I'm not here to sell all these dumb programs and say, oh, look at me, I sold all these programs.
No.
Whatever it is. I'm really trying to build some solid investors. So this ties in with this too. You know, I'm not trying to Jill rant or pick on people. If you're that free person, you're always going to be that free person.
That's what I think.
And you just like it, and that's okay.
That's what I think.
And maybe you bounce from this to that. Maybe this year I studied up in real estate investing. Next year I got into cars. And then next year I'm going to get into something else. Okay, good for you. But we're going to properly set up, prepare, and spell out what you're getting into. Those people really want to do this and do it right. And welcome them into our community and really do everything in our power to help them succeed. Buy things like Career Path. We're coming out with new, bigger, better accountability groups and things for you every single day, because we really do want you to succeed.
If you want to make an informed, intelligent, math-based, non-emotional decision about what to do with the rest of your life, get a spreadsheet out and put in on column one, convenience store, column two, buying and selling land or land investor. Column three, buying a fast food franchise. Number four, and anything that you're interested in, starting a nursery, I don't care. And look at the startup costs and the risk involved in every single one of those. Oh. And it costs like $2,000-$3,000 to start this whole thing, max. And you know how much it costs to buy a convenience store, start a convenience store? Just to hope, yeah, that someone's going to walk through your door to pay you $1.25 for a ding-dong.
I'm not going to do that.
So this is why I'm snarky about this topic, right? Because paid content versus, it's just so silly to think about the cost of this entire program is less than one college class.
That's true. Oh, that's true.
Not, ding, ding. Not I a college at it like education with a diploma at the end. Just one course.
Right.
So we don't charge enough. Jill and I talk, this is that's truth true. Time.
We know we don't.
The reason that we started this is not to make money on it. We don't make that much money on this, enough to make it worth it. What we do make money on is the partners that we've created for ourselves, both operational partners and money partners, so to do our deals, and we help do their deals. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about. This is not us, Jill putting a bathing suit on and sitting on the top of a Ferrari saying, you're going to get rich next month.
Could you imagine?
No, that's not going to happen ever.
We should spoof that.
Could you, man? That would be great. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Okay, here's, I'm gonna do a handshake with you.
Oh wait.
You ever end up owning a Ferrari? Because you talk about it every once in a while.
I'm not gonna own a Ferrari.
If you end up doing it, you got to do that.
Oh, I'm not gonna do that. There is no way I will ever do that. I'll cover up in a fur coat before I'll do that. Nope, okay. Not doing that. And if I put a fur coat on, my niece will kill me.
Yeah.
So she will literally kill me. So she's not into the fur.
All kidding aside, yeah. Look, this is worth it. You know, the only reason that people don't, it doesn't work out for people is because they don't try.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing about, I've had 5 or 6 guitars in my life. I've never learned how to play the guitar because I just don't put the time into it.
Yeah.
And so that's the only reason this would work. You know, we were just talking to somebody recently. You know, we don't have to convince anybody or really say this anymore. We don't have to answer the question, hey, does this work? No, of course it works. Everybody knows it works. I haven't gotten that question, does Land Academy work?
I know,
not in forever. years. So it's not that it doesn't work or you don't. It's just what Jill said. If you don't have the money or don't see the value, don't do it or wait.
I have a funny little story to end on this. Our next door neighbor called me out the other day because she said, Jill, I don't think you really want to learn how to golf.
Oh my God, what gave you the, well, how did they, what's the story with that? Because that's really true.
So I was talking to Renee and she's like, you know, we've got this great place in Palm Springs. It talked about brain. Yeah, I'm standing right here, ready to teach you how to golf. And Jill, you've not once brought it up. I don't think you really want to golf. I'm like, nope, Renee, you're right. I don't want to learn how to golf. I'm good, but
it's not,
thank you.
It's not that I don't want to learn how to golf.
But you know, well, you know why? Her whole thing was too, she's like, Jill, you got to really want it, which is her, let me finish this. She's like, you can't just go out with me too, by the way. And I show you a couple of things and you're like, I've got this. Thank you. See it. She's like, no, you got to keep doing it and doing it and doing it if you really want to golf and you want to be good. I know. And that was to which I said, you know, yes, again, Renee, you're right. I don't want to do that.
It's not that I don't want to learn how to golf. I don't want to golf even one time.
No. Oh. I kind of want to see what it's all about. But
get
you know
in
what?
A golf cart, drive around 18 holes, wave to everybody, drop off some beer.
Well,
and
here's my thing.
And that's the whole thing.
If at this point in my life, the golf bug has not bit me.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's not gonna. And I'm okay with that.
I have yet to have anyone at any level of golfing answer my question. Why do you like golf? They can't answer it. Do you like to fail for like 9 hours straight? No. Do you enjoy the scenery? What scenery? I'm concentrating on playing golf. The only logical thing I've heard was a lot of years ago where one of my most recent boat captains said, if you don't keep score and you have a lot of beer in a cart, then that's how you play golf. To which I say, but I can do that in a lot of different settings.
I thought the number one reason was my wife's not here.
I mean, that could be too, but more and more you see like groups of women doing it and then co-ed golfing. And
my wife's not here with me.
Yeah, I don't, that just leads to other stuff that's just, I don't know.
I know.
That's just not a, that's not okay either.
I know.
You know?
I hear you.
Hey, happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show, well, it's Jack Thursday. I'm going to talk about the three stages of wealth. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Golf.
What about golf?
Golf is a waste of time.
Where does golf fall in the three stages of wealth?
It falls nowhere.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know if there's an old school guy, he's long passed away, called Lonnie Scruggs, and he made a huge joke out of what you, how you spend your Sunday is how, who you are as a person. Oh. And so if you play, and he's the mobile home king. Like, this is back in the 70s, I think, or maybe 80s. And he's talking to guys, you know, it's not talking to women. If you're going to sit around and watch a football game on Sunday, that's going to be who you are. And you better get comfortable in your W-2 job.
All right, we're not going to share what we do on our Sundays, but it's funny. If you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, check out neighborscoop.com or parcelfact.com. Created by investors, that's us, for investors like you.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.